I'm not sure the... Right. Okay, so we're here with Blaise.
Yes.
Sara, who is gorgeous.
Thank you very
much. But he's he's a mixed colour, so what's the story with that?
Well, he's a purebred poodle, which is Kennel Club registered, but on his registration, the colour will be non-recognised.
Yeah.
Now, they're called party-coloured poodles, and poodles were this colour, as well as solids, right back in history. Poodles are very old, established breed.
Yeah. And this is, they were for hunting, weren't they?
Exactly. A very versatile dog.
Yeah. And an active.
Very active. Yeah. Blaise is here to do a promotion for agility.
Yeah.
Which he absolutely loves. And they use them for field tries, gun dogs. Very, very versatile, strong, healthy breed.
Yeah, yeah. But the colour.
Right, the colour. Well, poodles used to be back in history.
Yeah.
This colour as well as solid. There's a lot of artwork going 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th century, depicting poodles as two colours.
Yeah.
But as far as research with the Kennel Club shows, that around the 1900, it was decided by breed clubs, presumably, that the colour was undesirable. So when they occurred in litters, they were culled. So when we got to about the 1980s, to our knowledge, there were no standard party-coloured poodles back in this country.
Yeah.
It is a natural recessive gene, cropped up again in America. So I love my poodles, love the colour as well as my solids.
Yeah.
So I bought myself a party poodle in from America.
So when we say recessive, both parents have to have that party gene.
Correct.
Otherwise it won't occur
exactly.
In the puppies. Okay, yeah. I mean, he looks beautiful to me.
Thank you.
But I
am a little biased.
I guess it's part of the fashions and bandwagons in a way, isn't it? That
exactly.
Some things are acceptable.
There
and
aren't
then...
any other health issues. It's purely a colour issue.
There's no the health solid... problems that are carried with it.
They,
so it's...
Unfortunately, they have exactly the same health issues as their colour, the solid counterpart. I love all, but I think it's fascinating. I just think it's a lovely colour.
Yeah.
And he just happens to be a lovely dog who I adore.
Yeah,
though
yeah.
I do have solids at home as well.
Yeah.
But he's a bit special.
And he's here doing agility.
He's here on behalf of the Kennel Club doing an agility demonstration in the ring over here.
So he's very much fit for purpose, isn't
he? Very much fit for purpose. And he competes. He even won the, in 2011, the UK Tug Enough Grand Finals, where the semi-finals were over the country. And he actually won the finals. Tug Enough is a brand name for agility toys.
I've got a team of poodles doing a tug of war there.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
That's absolutely.
But we do use tug toys to get them into
great motivation.
A motivation.
Okay, so tell me, where can people find out more about you and your dogs
We have
online?
The Party Poodle Club, which I am the chairman of, which if they'd like to go onto the internet and put in the Party Poodle Club, party being P-A-R-T-I, because it means party coloured.
Yeah,
as
not
in your,
out for a good time.
We are out for a good time, but yes, it's party-coloured as used in other breeds as well, that term of knowledge the Kennel Club use.
Yeah, excellent.
But at the moment, on his pedigree, says non-recognised.
Oh, dear.
I mean, he's very recognisable.
He
is. Mr.
Blaise. He's certainly attracted our attention this
morning. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Have a great crook.
Thank you. Thanks. Lovely to meet you both.